Well, the weather has been absolutely fantastic recently, and I believe it's due to continue. So, no better time to grab your coat, grab your hat, leave your worries at the doorstep, and just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street.
Grab your coat, grab your hat, leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street.
Can't you hear that pitter-patter?
I hear it.
And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street.
And by sunny side of the street, we actually mean go for a walk or a cycle along a greenway. Greenways are more than just paths. They connect people to nature, to history, and to each other. All across Ireland, they've become popular escapes from busy life. Think of the stunning coastal views along the Waterford Greenway, the peaceful stretches of the Royal Canal Greenway, or the rugged charm of the Great Western Greenway in County Mayo. Each one offers something a little different, and that's what makes them so unique. Now, Dublin has its own exciting addition. Tucked away along the edge of the city, where the Talca River meets the sea, just steps from the port's hustle and bustle. And really, with the weather on our side, there's no better time to get out and enjoy it. Éanan Ilana is a big fan of greenways, and recently she met with port engineer for the Dublin Port Company, Eamon McElroy, and they took a stroll along the Dublin Port Talca Estuary Greenway.
Now, we have been working for the last 12 years with Birdwatch Ireland on a project called Dublin Bay Birds, where they actually look at the winter raiders and populations. And they have estimated that between Dunleary, Howth and Dublin Port, there's between 30 to 40,000 birds annually coming here in winter.
And well, it's a UNESCO site, the whole of Dublin Bay, and you can see why when you're over here looking at the large amount of birds when the tide is out. But actually, we're just at the beginning of this and we haven't got to the foreshore yet, but I'm looking at a woodland here on my left. Is this a constructed woodland? Or, I mean, some of those trees are quite old, you know, pines and things like that.
Well, this is a natural barrier that Dublin Port put up many years ago against the people of Clontarf visually looking at an industrial port. There's a mixture of trees. These would have been originally planted maybe 30 years ago.
Yes, because some of them are very large. I'm looking there at the Scots pine now, and they're certainly not planted today or yesterday, and there's a lovely ash tree. So these are native species that you have here, and then lots of undergrowth of briars and thorns and dandelions. And then you planted a whole new hedge of native species here in front as we walk along. I'm looking at hawthorn, I'm looking at holly. So this is all going to grow up as well and add to the biodiversity here, a woodland biodiversity.
Yes, and there are pollinating plants being planted as well. We do have foxes within this area, so the undergrowth obviously is very good for them. But as we walk along, you will see different species that have been planted purposely to enhance the biodiversity of the walkway itself and make the greenway more attractive.
So we've come in from the business park there. You walk off Saltyburn Road, down that big long road, and you can get onto the walkway from there. Now, when we come around the corner then, we're coming to the walkway proper, if you like, the views of Dublin Bay.
Yes, so the first 10 minutes of the walk is walking along this embankment to the left, and you have the industrial port to the right, and we would be approximately a kilometre away from the quay walls.
And is this walkway open 24 hours, or is it closed in the evening time, or what's the story?
No, the walkway is open to the public 24 hours.
Because I'm looking at the lighting that you have here. The lights are very strange. They're only about a metre and a half high, and they're all bent down. So are these special lights not to interfere with wildlife?
You're exactly right. They are there to not interfere with birds or with wildlife at night, to be non-disturbing.
And have you bats, do you reckon? I mean, it's usually for bats that we put lights like that in, not to be interfering with them.
Yes, we'd have bats in the vicinity as well. So all of this was designed with nature at its forefront to make sure that anything we did didn't do any damage to any of the natural species that existed here.
We're passing a few fallen trees. Did they fall down in Storm Éowyn?
Yes, we had a few victims of that storm, like any other woodland.
And you're leaving the dead timber there, so that can be another ecological niche, if you like, for decomposers and the like.
Yeah, so I mean, like the whole purpose of it was to, as I said, open up this area so the public could use it for the first time. When we do come to the end of the walkway and we do reach the estuary, we have another extension of about a kilometre to go, and that's going to then bring people right to the River Liffey.
It's all on the north side?
It's all on the north side, yes.
We're out of the woods now and we're on to a most beautiful section of the walk where we're looking at Dublin Bay from the north side. And I just wanted to read the Joyce thing that's written on the side here. It's inscripted. From Swerve of Shore to Bend of Bay. And look, there's Holt in front of us. And there's the church in Clontarf. And the whole of the front, the swimming pool. And then finally down to the end where you have Bull Island on the horizon and the big ships. Ships upon a painted ocean. There's not a puff of wind today, should it not?
No, the estuary is very calm today and we're on a lowering tide. So basically when the tide does go out here within Tulke Estuary, it actually turns into mud flats. Some of the sections is very shallow. If you can see in the distance, you'll see the floating pontoon. That's one of our four tern colonies that we have here in Dublin Port. Come the end of April, the common terns will be coming from South Africa. The Arctic terns are coming from Antarctica, and they will come back to the port. We had captured two terns last year when we were checking on the populations, doing a census with Birdwatch Ireland, and we got two terns that were ringed in 2000. So for 24 years, these birds have been flying from South Africa and Antarctica back to Dublin Port to breed, and then they go back to South Africa and the Antarctica, and they've been doing that for 24 years now.
And I mean, that is amazing to think that a bird as small as that was able to take that arduous journey 24 times at least.
Yeah, at least.
Yes, indeed. And they can be long-lived, but it's such a dangerous journey, you would think one really has it cracked how to do it.
And the four tern colonies that we have in Dublin Port, two are floating structures, which we experimented with. We had old pontoons that were doing nothing, so made the suggestion when we turn them into tern colonies. One is located here in the Tulke Estuary. The other one can be seen if you're walking down the Great South Wall. And then we've two fixed structures, which are called dolphins, and they are on the south side. One of those dolphins is where the Arctic terns nest, and only on that little lump of concrete. So they fly from Antarctica to about a 10-metre square lump of concrete in Dublin Port, in the middle of a busy port, and back to Antarctica.
Now, these things in front of me are not terns of any description. Look at them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 at least. These are Dublin's Brent geese.
Dublin's Brent geese, which are currently getting prepared to fly back to Canada. They'll stop in Iceland on the way. But if you go into any park in Dublin, like yesterday morning I was walking in my local park in Ballyfermot, and there must have been at least 200 Brent geese feeding while people were getting ready to play football.
That's right, they love the short grass because they don't like to be in long grass because they don't see the predators coming. I mean, are there any eelgrass beds in the bay that they feed on? Because they do feed on eelgrass in other places.
There might be some eelgrass out there. Sometimes they actually come into the actual port where we have animal feed being dropped off and they'll be sitting on the quay wall. So we can get hundreds with on a quay wall where they're just lifting up the spillings from the transportation of animal feed from a ship into our silos.
And they're very clever entirely, and they don't mind people being near to them.
They don't mind anything being near to them. I mean, another thing as well is, like, we're in our biosphere. So Dublin City is in the middle of a biosphere, and it's been, you know, recorded that it's one of the few places in the world you can walk into a park and have a wild species of bird just a few metres away from you.
I mean, we have here a UNESCO biosphere. I mean, This is the only second one down here. There's three altogether. We have the Killarney one, we have Bushmills, which is the Giant's Causeway area, and then we have the Dublin Bay one, which is right in the middle of a capital city. And it's because of the bird populations that are here, both the wintering birds and indeed the summer terns as well. Here's a curlew. Isn't it glorious?
So come end of April, first week of May, the terns will return to their different colonies. They'll actually go back to the original ones that they nested on last year. Unfortunately, we were hit with avian flu last year, so populations were down by 51%, which was very sad to kind of see.
So hopefully our friend, our 24-year-old friend, will come back.
Hopefully our 24-year-old friends will come back and nest again and breed again. What we do to the colonies is we do as much preparation as possible to protect the chicks. We put up edge planking so they don't fall over, We put anti-predatory climbing devices.
Yes, you had trouble with rats, hadn't you, remember, a few years ago?
Unfortunately, rats are very good swimmers.
And you can't even get rid of them when the birds aren't there because the rats aren't there either. And they swim out. So how do you have to actually stop the rats climbing up onto the pontoon?
Yes, we either put on metal or wooden defences that the rats can't get past. And also on the CDL dolphin, which is the one where the Arctic terns nest, we had a trail camera and we caught an otter climbing up the ladder.
The wretch. And it was going to dine on the eggs
as well. So we have anti-otter climbing devices, we have anti-rat climbing devices, and then we have cameras on the colonies where we can kind of like monitor the chicks on occasion.
And are they mixed? I mean, or do the Arctics keep to themselves and the commons keep to themselves?
No, the Arctics and commons actually will use the CDL dolphin, but the Arctics will not go anywhere else. They seem to prefer a little bit of grassy patch of concrete, whereas the rest of the terns prefer shingle. They don't build nests, they just lay their eggs on the shingle.
And it's a shingle on the dolphins?
Shingle on all the dolphins. And each March what we do is we've just refurbished all of them. So we leave them for a month to be weathered so there's no smell of human activity on it. And then the terns will return. And then Birdwatch Ireland will carry out several census. First census would be the number of nests. Second census would be the number of eggs, chicks. And then a third census, they bring as many of the chicks as possible so they can be documented then on their destinations in South Africa or Antarctica by other birdwatching enthusiasts.
Listen, this is great. We must walk along further now and see what else we can see. And thank you very much for your time, Eamon.
No, you're very welcome. And I hope everybody comes out and gets a day like today.
Go to Mila, Michael.
Thank you very much indeed, Aina. And more details about Greenways can be found on our website,